This parable we have is the last of the parables in this chapter 13, which is the parable chapter in Matthew. You know how Matthew collects things. If you don't, pick up even just the New American Bible and read the introduction. Get an idea of how Matthew works. He has five discourses. And those five discourses are meant to resemble the five books of the law. So five times the Lord Jesus himself speaks. And Matthew has collected things that he said undoubtedly on many occasions, but he put them together this way. So here in this gospel, we have the notion that there will be a separation. That when the age, this age ends, whenever, you know, next week, 5,000 years from now, whenever, then there will be a definitive selection, judgment. And we will either spend heaven, eternity in heaven, or eternity in hell. And that's the... And so the Lord tells us this so that we'll remember it. We'll be aware of it. But not just for ourselves. What about our relatives? What about our friends? What about our neighbors? They're all fish going to be dragged in and separated out. And do we have any obligation to tell them about this? That it's going to happen this way? And do something? We usually think of evangelization as winning people over for Christ, which is, of course, what it is. But there's also the simple calling of people to righteousness who believe, more or less, but don't live. And the pressures will be great, and probably in the next couple of years, to decide whether you're really a Catholic or not. And are we praying for that moment? Praying for those people? You know, by the mercy of God, here we are, this vast crowd in the chapel here. You see, and we're hearing the word of God. We're going to feed on the body and blood of the eternal, divine, infinite Son of God. Shouldn't that make a difference in this world? Shouldn't it make a difference to our neighbors and our family? Especially when the gospel reminds us, you see, it's got to be like a net thrown into the sea. It's what they call a drag net. Huh? It's behind the boat, and it drags everything in. And then when they get it ashore, they separate. The fish can't escape the net. They're going to be dragged ashore. And one day, everybody will be dragged ashore. And there'll be a separation. And that's a fact. Now, to always just preach fire and brimstone is to create a wrong idea of God. But to never preach it also creates a wrong idea of God. We're all one big happy group, and we're on our way to eternal life. Only if we choose it and obey God. So, this is the way Matthew ends that parable collection, the judgment. It's important. You see? So, and he asks them, do you understand all these things? Oh yeah, we got it all. Then he says, well, every scribe, that's you folks, I've chosen you, who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven. You see? is like the head of a household who can bring from his treasures new things and all. The new things are the gospel, the presence of the Word of God incarnate among us, his death and resurrection, saving us and saving the whole world. The old are the thousand-year preparation recorded for us in the scriptures that got ready for this moment. It took 1,000 years to produce a family that could produce the Virgin Mary, who could produce the living Son of God. And so, old, new things and all, we have that precious, because it's one Bible, we have the old covenant and the new covenant.